really defense played pretty well, to be honest. I mean, considering that you got to go maybe do a bend but no break. I guess just first off, let's just talk about this. You can't make any mistakes at all. I thought we had Gilbert in the end zone here. Ball thrown to the inside. It's thrown to the outside. It's a touchdown. And then the interception, too, that goes back for 85 yards.
Well, that was huge right at the beginning. You know, they went up 7-0 and looked like that they were just going to, you know, taking the ball all the way down the field. You know, we made some adjustments on that first drive, came out the second drive. We got them off the field. We went down, had a chance to score. It was kind of pushing to their end zone. It was 7-0 at the time, or 6-0, I think. If we get in there, I think the momentum goes a little bit different. We just kind of threw the ball up. You know, he got pressured. He didn't make a good decision. He made great decisions all night long, throwing the ball out of bounds. You know, and that one he didn't get the ball out of bounds. The guy picked it off, ran it back. Kind of broke our back right there in the first half.
But one thing I noticed, too, that on your last drive, now I understand that once you guys basically got across the 50, they went into prevent, kind of gave some room to you. But at that time, you guys actually took 30 yards away from them just to get to that point. And we talked about this, that when you guys came out at half, I'd like to see you guys go to that offense. You guys spread it out just a little bit, able to take the ball and just drive it right down their throats for score of the second half.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing we had to get our speed to the edge all night. You know, and the problem was first half, our tackles weren't getting up to the middle backer. You know, and then the safety was flowing over the top and was coming down on top of us. You know, we couldn't get to the edge like we needed to. You could spread them out. I mean, that's what we were trying to do. You're trying to spread them out, but the problem when you spread them out, you still got the middle linebacker that you got to get blocked. You know, we were trying to come out early on, tighten down the formations because they run a lot of loop stunts, and so we thought that by tightening them down, they couldn't run the loop stunts, and we should be able to get to the edge a little bit quicker. We just weren't getting the blocks that we needed to.
Have you came across a defense that really covers the ball well and rallies like they do? It seems like they got great team speed, even some of their defensive linemen.
They got a ton of team speed. I mean, it's a complete team. I mean, they're big, they're fast, they got great linebackers, they got great defensive linemen, their secondary is pretty good. I mean, the one thing that we needed to have tonight was, if they're going to come out and bump press man, you got to have a couple of those guys that are just faster than them to get off the ball and be able to burn them deep, you know, and we don't have those guys tonight. You know, they're sitting on the sideline hurting, so, you know, we knew that was going to be a factor coming into the game. You know, they just took it away.
I mean, is this the best team that you have faced this year?
Between them and Scott City, I think it's going to be a great game. You know, I think it will be. Scott City's a lot the same way. The thing that these guys are going to have trouble with Scott City is Scott City's speed. They got speed on the outside. You know, they're going to walk up and double bump cover, bump press man people on the outside. I don't know if you can do that to Scott City.
Also, let's talk about this. This is the bad part about coaching, because when the season ends, that means that you lose what I would call the adopted family. You guys are parents to some of these kids for 4 years, and you see what they give to you and what they've invested in you and what you've invested in them. And after the ball game, what did you have to say, especially to the seniors?
You know, it's tough, especially with this group. And I've told them all along. I said, you guys have been the best group I've ever coached in my life. You know, it's been the funnest. I wouldn't care if this group went 0-12. The kind of kids that we have with that senior class, they're such classy kids. They're the ones that you talk about that you want your sons to grow up like. You know, and so it's tough. This is going to be it's tough. It really is like losing 14 of your kids this year's group. So it was tough. You know, I told them that, you know, there's only one team ever that finishes on a happy note, and that's the state champion. You know, I wish these guys could have gone out a different way. I love them. I love each and every one of them, and I was just happy that I was able to coach for them.
You know what? I tell you what, and I sit here and think about this, and we were talking about this on air, is that I'm a selfish person, because there's probably, I'm going to say, 6 or 7 kids out there can go on and play college football, and I want them over at the community college over there so I can watch them and keep on going right there. But you know what? It says a lot about you guys. What a great season that you guys had this year, too. And like I said, you lost a couple bullets right down here toward the end of the season. Generally, people are getting their bullets back at that time. When they're taken away from you, it really kind of makes difference, because you lose those guys, plus then you got to make some adjustments.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was tough at the end, but, you know, the nice thing is about the guys that stepped in, played their butts off. You know, I never thought we quit. I mean, even though the score looks bad, you know, at some point, but, you know, it was, we were just beat up. Towards the end, we were just gassed, and we were beat up, and we got guys hobbling and taped up here and there. I mean, heck, Clay Gilbert, he's getting surgery on Tuesday on his finger, so he's had a torn MCL and a pulled hamstring all season long, and he's getting surgery on Tuesday. I mean, that's the epitome of our team. We just got tough kids that were just beaten down towards the end, but
And you saw Clay still rolling and going out there, even third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, he gave it all. We never quit. I mean, that's the type of kids that we have right now. And that's what's fun to coach.